difficult to explain. Getting through the day is like walking on raw eggs. All the senses are on alert. I have to be careful not to do anything that could bring the pain back.
Eine Kundin leidet unter regelmäßigen Migräneattacken und sucht Beratung in der Apotheke. Und das auf Englisch. Hätten Sie alle passenden Vokabeln parat? Unsere aktuelle Folge English for PTA hilft bei der Auffrischung englischer Fachbegriffe rund um das Thema Migräne. Hören Sie den Dialog zwischen PTA und Kundin und frischen so Ihre Englischkenntnisse auf. Eingelesen haben den Dialog Native Speakerin Jane Funke und ihre Tochter. Jane Funke erstellt gemeinsam mit Apothekerin Hannelore Gießen seit vielen Jahren schon für uns die Serie English for PTA. Beim Dialog hat sich ein kleiner Fehler eingeschlichen. Mittlerweile gibt es nämlich bereits 4 OTC-Triptane auf dem Markt und nicht nur 3, wie die PTA im englischen Beratungsgespräch sagt. Und damit hallo und herzlich willkommen beim PTA-Funk, dem Podcast für PTA und alle, die neugierig sind auf die Arbeit in der öffentlichen Apotheke. Mein Name ist Christoph Niekamp und ich bin Online-Redakteur für unsere Webseite dasptamagazin.de. Unsere Webseite mit dem passenden Englischartikel zum Nachlesen ist direkt unter dem Podcast in den Shownotes verlinkt. Viel Spaß beim Zuhören und liken nicht vergessen. Und nun, listen and repeat.
Excuse me, I'd like some information on the treatment of migraine.
What exactly would you like to know?
Well, I suffer from frequent attacks and it's starting to interfere with my job. I work online most of the time. I've had some kind of headache for years, but now it's getting worse. What can I do?
How often do these attacks occur and what symptoms do you get?
Sometimes there are 3 to 4 weeks in between, but I often get an attack every 10 to 12 days. I get visual problems and numbness in my face before the pain sets in.
Can you describe the visual symptoms?
Yes. First, I become very sensitive to light. Then a kind of blind spot develops with the zigzag lines that seem to spiral around it. I can't see my screen anymore.
How long does that last?
It fades after 20 to 30 minutes and then the pain starts.
Can you describe your pain exactly?
It's only on the left side of my head and it pulses as if there's a hammer at work. I have to lie down in the dark and keep completely still. If I move, I have to throw up. It's dreadful.
And how do you feel afterwards?
It's difficult to explain. Getting through the day is like walking on raw eggs. All the senses are on alert. I have to be careful not to do anything that could bring the pain back.
How have you been dealing with this so far? Have you seen a medical specialist?
I usually take ASS when the aura starts, but it doesn't really help. And I haven't seen a doctor yet, although this form is quite new to me. Migraine is widespread in my family. The others just seem to accept it, but they don't get it as often as I do. I've recently heard that there's something called triptan, which is now available without a prescription. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. There are also migraine-specific treatments, so-called triptans. 3 of them are currently available over the counter without a prescription. However, their use is strictly regulated.
What does that actually mean?
They've only been approved for the acute treatment of migraine headache without aura, and only then if it has been previously diagnosed by a physician. These triptans are supplied in small packs containing just 2 tablets.
How should they be taken?
Triptans work best when taken as soon as the headache phase begins. However, the problem here is that you've described your migraine with aura symptoms, which means that you definitely can't buy this medication without a prescription. For migraine sufferers, the OTC dosage of ASS and similar painkillers is 1 gram and not 500 milligrams, so you'd need to take 2. And as with the triptans, as early as possible. Treatment is restricted to a maximum of 10 days a month and no more than 3 days in succession. Otherwise, you'd risk getting medication overuse headache, which can become a vicious circle.
So I've obviously not been taking the correct dosage. Do you think I would benefit from seeking professional advice?
Definitely. And make sure you stay well hydrated. Try keeping a migraine diary. That way you'd become aware of any trigger factors and learn to avoid them.
Thank you. I'll do that. I hope that one day the pain will disappear. My mother still gets the aura, but no pain anymore. I could live with that.
Yes, that's known as silent migraine and is quite common in older people. I'm sure your physician can help you to find a satisfactory solution. Good luck.
Thank you.
Das war unsere aktuelle Episode vom PTA-Funk, dem Podcast von Das PTA-Magazin. Vielen Dank, dass Sie zugehört haben. Wir freuen uns über Downloads, Likes und Kommentare. Tschüss und bis zum nächsten Mal.